You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightline with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We are coming to you live from various portions of Wisconsin. I myself am Greg Bach, coming to you from Radio Park in Racine, upstate, along the lake, in Christmastown, USA, Marinette, Wisconsin, Mr. Pete Schwabba, and then all the way over, completing the Yaderhe Triangle in Madison, is Mr. Dominic Lee on the ones and twos, and we are here with you. Be a part of the conversation, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we have our second guest of the evening, Kirsten Larson, who is the program director of Milwaukee Film, talking about the Milwaukee Film Festival, which is April 16th through the 30th. We'll get more into that in just a moment because I got some contest information your way. But we're doing that. And I know.
Love it.
Very, very exciting. Love it as well. And then, of course, we'll be wrapping everything up with the nightcap as usual. So don't go anywhere. And we might even have, I feel like we've got a lot to talk about right now. But let's start it off first with the keyword in our Win Your Way Into the Milwaukee Film Festival. Civic Media welcomes the Milwaukee Film Festival 2026 to the Oriental and Downer Theater this April 16th through the 30th. And we are celebrating the entire festivities. You can go check out their, they just released their new lineup at mkefilm.org. We're celebrating tonight by giving away a pair of tickets to a movie. So here's what you do. Get yourself ready to text in the keyword. The keyword's good for the entire hour. You get one entry, but you can take the entire hour, think about it, look it up, feel how you think about it, do whatever you need to do. But here is the keyword for today, for this hour, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival. Camera, C-A-M-E-R-A. Text in that word. Spelling counts. Camera, like I'm going to take a picture with a camera, or they shoot movies with a camera. Text that word in. You got the entire hour to do that, and you'll enter to win two tickets to go to the Milwaukee Film Festival. And good luck to you. Have fun. And if here's the other thing, too. If you go, if you win, you go, take pictures and text those in via the Civic Media app. We'd love to see what you are up to. We'll talk to we'll talk more about this with Kirsten Larson in a little bit, but we want to get to that keyword. The word again is camera, C-A-M-E-R-A. Yep, I spelled that correctly, so there we go. Another thing we wanted to say really quick, our Nightlight Movie Club is coming back this Thursday, and we wanted to announce the movie for this week so you can get yourself ready. There may even be a quiz for listeners. We'll let you know more about that. I know. We are going to be watching the Guy Ritchie, in my opinion, classic, The Gentleman. So find it on streaming. If you own it, watch it again. Come be part of the conversation. We'll be talking about the, you know, the details of the movie, our thoughts on it, and that'll be part of the second installment of the Nightlight Movie Club this Thursday in our second hour. The Gentleman, made by Mr. Guy Ritchie. We'll talk more about that too tomorrow as well. But I think without any further ado, Pete, I believe we need to restate the question of the night.
What?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Today is National Beer Day. So, hey, bartender, give me a blank. What is your order? We'd love to know. Let us know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream like our buddy Conrad did. He said simply, spotted cow. There you go. Thank you so much, Conrad.
You're very familiar with the Nightlight question.
Yes, he is indeed.
Good to hear from Conrad.
Yeah, finish the sentence. Hey, bartender, give me a blank. Love to hear from you. Seeing a lot of stuff coming through on the text line as well as the Facebook page. Pete, you want to kick it off with some of the answers?
before we get to some texts, I'll go and I'm going to say, I'm going to break the trend here.
Of course. Not
that there won't be others, but I'm going to go with a nice Sam Adams non-alcoholic.
There you go.
Dynamite beer.
I got to say, as someone who grew up in the 80s and 90s, and, you know, my dad didn't drink, but he every once in a while would enjoy a Sharps. That takes you back. Sharps.
How about that? Jeez.
Non-alcoholic beer has come quite a ways, even in the past 5 years. It used to be if you wanted a non-alcoholic beer, you had to, like, suffer through it. It wasn't always the best. But the technology, the create, like, everything about it now feels like, because I feel like craft brewers got a hold of it. And while a lot of big companies are like, yeah, make a beer without alcohol, who cares? There is now a great selection of wonderful, there's great non-alcoholic beers, wines, all those things out there. So yeah, that's amazing. And there's no wrong order.
I agree with you about the beer. I think, here's the weird thing. Like, I stopped drinking about 3.5 years ago, just on a whim, and it's worked out. And I loved whiskey and scotch were my drinks, and I love them. I love a martini too, and some cocktails, but I was never a beer drinker.
Yeah.
But I got introduced about 2 years ago to Blue Moon non-alcoholic, also very good.
Ooh.
But there's a friend of mine that's a brewer said, no, they crush it with the beers. The spirits aren't there yet. I've bought non-alcoholic whiskey.
Yeah.
I'd like a little more burn in my whiskey when I drink it, but it still kind of tastes like apple juice. But yeah, the beer is there. What about you?
For me, I don't drink a whole lot of beer anymore. I said on the Facebook page, it's a Bloody Mary with a beer chaser, not Spotted Cow. Ooh, controversial opinions. But I will say this though, lately where we go grab our Saturday Bloodies, I usually get a Guinness as my chaser, and I've been craving Guinnesses, like just, you know, a good solid cold Guinness in a glass. And yeah, I would probably order a Guinness if I was getting a beer. That's what I would get. What about you, Dom?
I also texted on Facebook Sam Adams as well. I really like the Oktoberfest edition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is so good. And I'd say that's number one. Or I also really like Angry Orchard as well. Those are my two that I really, really like.
I can't do ciders anymore. I used to date somebody who only drank ciders, so I only drank ciders, of course, because I have a mind of my own. And I just burn myself out. Now it's just like, it tastes like burning apple juice. So I'm just like, I'm good. What's funny though is I tell a really funny quick story. There was a stretch of time where I was not drinking as well, and I was trying to find my way into the non-alcoholic beer world. And this was just before the boom of NA beers was happening. This was like a year or two before. So I went to a bar in Racine, and I said, "Hey, do you have any non-alcoholic beers?" And I said, "Yeah, sure, no problem." And he goes away for like 5 minutes. He left the bar to search. And he comes back and he gives me a can of Busch NA. And I'm like, there you go. Paid my money, drank it. It was good. It was a game day player. It's a summer beer. It does its job. Busch NA, fine. Drink it. Go back to the bar. I'm like, hey, man, can I get another one of those? And he looks around. He goes, you drank the only one in the building. And in my head now is like some sort of Indiana Jones thing where he had to go to like a dark room and then like take a weighted sack of goods and then place it where the beer was and run away real fast. But it was good. Like I'm just glad that NA enthusiasts have a lot more variety now.
Well, there are less people drinking. So that is part of probably why there's a boom. But I will say here in Christmas City, USA, Greg, you'll crack up at this. I love a good Bloody Mary too.
Yeah.
But when they give you a chaser here, 12-ounce beer, they give you a beer as your chaser.
You go to any other state in the union, you're like, can I get a chaser? And they're like, what? You want a shot? No. No, it's a beer back.
To give people beer. You don't need a chaser for a Bloody Mary. It's not like you're doing a shot of wild turkey. It's just a, you know.
Tony on the live.
About to go.
Well, that's a totally, that's just a, Tony on the live stream has some thoughts here. He says, three sheep veneration. He also says, almost any stout is good.
Huh?
And IPAs are terrible, by the way. I get that. I used to not be a fan of IPAs as well. For me, that was a buildup. Like, there are some really good juicy IPAs out there that kind of undercut the pine sting of it all, or just like, oh, I'm drinking a tree. And then I worked my way up into like double IPAs. And then when I stopped drinking as much, I tried one recently. I'm like, this is terrible. This just feels like alcohol for getting drunk's sake.
I don't know about the beer, all the chemistry stuff. I just know what I like. You know, like I know people talk about IBAs. I just am not a student of beer, but man, I know people who like talk about it, can break it down like a sentence. Yeah. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Let's get to some texts. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, I used to work at a brewery and they would try to get us to use the language and the vernacular and whatnot. I'd be like, dude, I'm just going to tell them I like it or I don't. That's what they did. They don't care about my science report.
Mr. Sommier.
Exactly.
Brett in Brown Deer says, give me a shot of Jack and a bottle of PBR, please.
There you go.
Brett knows what he likes.
Dennis like Leary would be proud. It's that old joke about shot of whiskey and a Budweiser. Never mind. Okay, comedy.
You know how I feel about Dennis Leary, but I know. I know. Brian in Southern Wisconsin says, he's in the 608, says spotted cow. Sorry, Greg.
I don't care.
Let's stay in the 608 for a couple more. Monica from Mount Horeb says, Magnet's pear cider, but this only works in an Irish bar. I've never heard of that.
Oh, I don't. Oh, yeah. Magnet's is a good, they've got good ciders as well.
Okay.
So, I mean.
That's a good one. Let's do one more here.
No, thank you.
Chris in the 773, but he lives in Sun Prairie. You know how that works with cell phones. Hey, bartender, give me a Pline the Elder, please.
Pline the Elder?
Pline.
Okay.
All right. If Greg hasn't heard of it, you might be. I would love to say that out here in Wisconsin, but it's not available only in California and only in a few places.
Oh,
it is a phenomenal
Chris.
Beer. It is a phenomenal beer by Russian River Brewery.
Okay.
I believe it's one of the top five beers in the world.
My goodness. Wow. That's a lot of
high
beer.
High praise.
Gordy in Oregon listening on WMDX says, remember, it's Taco Tuesday. So don't want to forget that. Don't ever forget that.
Are you browning the meat, Dom, while you're here?
Yeah.
Oh.
I say so, yeah.
Monica, okay. It's Magners, not Magna. Magners is the name.
Okay.
Phone auto corrected. That makes sense. That makes
still
absolute sense.
Still haven't heard of it.
Oh, okay.
let's do. Where are we going here, Greg?
Monica. On Facebook.
Oh, she just fixed that typo. Yeah. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, "Hey, bartender, give me a lift back up to my stool. I've fallen and I can't get up. Burp."
Boy. I would say go home, Tyler.
Tyler,
get a ride home.
Somebody call him a cab, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then Daniel in Menasha listening on WMDX says, hey, bartender, give me a pint of Jack and Coke. A pint of Jack.
That's
oh, my
a lot.
Goodness.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's Danny Wheels. He can put it back.
Ooh.
You're gonna make, the goal is to make Greg vomit at some point on the air. I think should be what we.
I haven't done that in 40 years. I'm not starting today. So
you're dry heaving an awful lot lately. It's all for comedic effect.
Vince on Facebook says, one, give me two, give me three more glasses of beer, PBR, hams, and lately, Yingling. There you go.
Oh, boy, that's all the rage.
Yeah, because it's finally available in more places. It used to only be like New York and the East Coast. Now it's everywhere. It's kind of like spotted cow. We're like, I can't get it, so it must be good. It's fine.
Okay.
Jay on Facebook says, come to think of it, I'll have a Heineken. I always have to say Heineken. I don't know why. I just do.
All right.
We got a lot.
I love Heineken.
Joe in the 715 says, hey, bartender, I'll take a Blue Moon and some popcorn. And Dave in Madison says, just voted and now enjoying an ice cold Moon Man.
That's a great beer.
Is it? Okay.
That's a great, great beer. We'll get to more of your text messages and comments throughout the show, so don't go anywhere. But up next, we're talking to Kirsten Larson. She is the program director of the Milwaukee Film Festival. Remember, the keyword in our Win Your Way In contest to the Milwaukee Film Festival is camera. Text that in right now. C-A-M-E-R-A. That is the keyword for two tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Vote.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. My name is Greg Bach, coming to you from Radio Park in Racine, up north from me in Christmastown, USA. Christmas City, USA. Christmas City,
there
USA.
Go. There you go.
Marinette is Mr. Pete Schwabe. And then completing the Yada Hair Triangle in Madison is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos, making sure that all the microphones stay functional. You are joining us here live on the air, whether you're listening or watching. We are currently live streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can always be part of the conversation. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Also, the keyword in our Win Your Way into the Milwaukee Film Festival contest is camera, C-A-M-E-R-A. It's your chance to win two tickets to go see the Milwaukee Film Festival, which is apropos, that's a great word, by the way, apropos, because our next guest is the program director of the Milwaukee Film Festival. Program director of Milwaukee Film, Kirsten Larson, joins us here. Good evening, Kirsten. How are you doing? Are you keeping your wits together because the festival is almost here?
I sure am. I just get to do fun stuff like this, talking about movies. So we're keeping it cool and collected for now.
Love it. For those folks who don't know, give us an overview of the Milwaukee Film Festival. You know, it's from the 16th to the 30th, but how long has it been around, its history, and, you know, all the great films you're going to see this year?
Yeah. So this is the 18th year of the festival. Like you said, the April 16th to the 30th. So that is 15 days of movies, if
Boy.
You can believe it. Some people go every single day. So if you want to be a diehard moviegoer, this is your chance.
There you go.
And so we are hosting screenings at the Oriental Theater and the Downer Theater in Milwaukee. And we have 106 feature films, 138 short films, and one super secret member screening that nobody knows what it is, and it's only for our members. So I believe that brings us to 245 you could see during the festival.
Oh, which boy. Well, now the pressure's on.
You cannot see them all, but you could try.
Boy, that is impressive. Kirsten, you're the program director of Milwaukee Film, a great organization. But what role do you play in the actual festival? Are you part of the selection committee? Do you delegate those roles? It's so overwhelming. And the amount of films a selection committee has to watch in a film festival mm-hmm. this size is insane. So what is your role in the actual festival?
So I supervise some of our programmers, and then I also am one of the programmers. So I do a lot of our fiction films. So international fiction, American fiction, and then all of our midnight movies. And then I supervise the rest of our programmers who all have their various niches. It's always a long process. It usually starts in September when the Toronto Film Festival starts. And so we keep an eye on those movies mm-hmm. and we either attend screenings at film festivals or we get screener links to just watch movies on our computers, which is way less fun. Like, that's why we also get excited for the film festival, because we get to watch these movies with an audience, which is sort of the whole point of the festival, is to get to laugh and cry and clap and see Q&As and have popcorn. Popcorn is very important.
We sat down with Susan Kearns a couple of weeks ago and talked with her, and you brought up the Toronto Film Festival. When people think film festivals, they think, they think the big ones, the big cities. They think it can look kind of stuffy and formal, and it's all sorts of glitz and glam. And Milwaukee Film Festival is amazing, and it's got its glitz and glam as well. But what do you Kirsten, think sets it apart from other film festivals around the country and around the world?
So I would absolutely say the audience and filmmakers who come from around the country, around the world, will come to our festival to do Q&As. And after interacting with our audiences and seeing the enthusiasm, they're like, this is one of my favorite festivals. Like, I have to tell more people to come here. Because just people are so passionate and have a really fun time. One of my favorite things about the festival is that people are willing to try new things, see a movie they wouldn't normally go to just year round at a multiplex. And so people's willingness to be a little flexible and adventurous is really like what makes the festival really fun for me.
It's awesome.
Kirsten, I can speak from experience. I don't know if you know this, but I had a film that was there years ago called The Godfather of Green Bay. I want to say it was in 05 or 06 before there was a big change there. But I will say, even back then, you're a much bigger festival now, but watching your film in the Oriental, one of the crown jewels of movie theaters anywhere, was an absolute thrill. And you're right, Milwaukee crowds, and I did stand up like Greg in Milwaukee. Milwaukee mm-hmm. crowds are outstanding. So you're working with that, which is nice. But you talked about all these films you have, 245 films. Talk about the guest pass that where people can see anything. It sounds expensive, but it's really not. We've got about a minute before we have to go to a break, if you could tell people about that great deal.
Sure. So yeah, you can still buy them on our website, mkefilm.org, and that will get you into any screening at the festival if you arrive there 30 minutes before it starts. And yeah, it is the best bang for your buck to get to see a ton of movies and not, you know, break the bank, which we know these movies are a little pricey, but they're worth it. I promise. Gotcha.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to keep the conversation going with Kirsten Larson, who is the program director of Milwaukee Film, talking about the Milwaukee Film Festival starting on April the 16th, going to the 30th. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets, text in the word camera, C-A-M-E-R-A, right now, and get your chance to win two tickets to go see the festival this year. More to come with Kirsten here on Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close.
Love them. And he goes, you know, I'm kind of past that. It's not really my thing. But I would say every day for a year, he never missed sharing a post when we would put the social media. Like, he's just a great guy, you know, and he's very knowledgeable about film as well.
Before we come back, I'll tell this very fast story. I went to a party years ago, probably 20 years ago. And I was at this party, literally Mark and Mike are standing at the buffet table, literally looked like the cover of American Movie, the way they were standing. And I could not stop looking at them. I'm like, I can't believe they're here.
All right, guys, we have 20 Mark. Seconds. 20 seconds.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. If you want to get in touch, call us, text us. It's the same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. It's National Beer Day. Our question of the night is, finish this sentence. Hey, bartender, give me a blank. Let us know your thoughts. What cocktails, what mocktails, what drink are you ordering at the bar here on National Beer Day? And you can also text in the word camera, C-A-M-E-R-A, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2026 Milwaukee Film Festival taking place April 16th through the 30th. You can check out their newly released lineup at mkefilm.org. And to talk further about it, we are speaking with the program director of Milwaukee Film, Kirsten Larson. And Kirsten, that's the thing I want to make clear right now. You are not the program director of the Milwaukee Film Festival. You are the program director of Milwaukee Film, because Milwaukee Film is all year round. Can you talk more about what you all do outside of the festival to, you know, foster local artists to just get the word out there about what you all do?
Yeah, definitely. So year round, we run the Oriental and the Downer Theaters in Milwaukee. And so we have five screens between the two theaters. And on four of those screens, we're showing new release movies. And so that really ranges from, you know, your action superhero movies, your Disney kid movies, your horror movies. But then we have one screen that is dedicated to sort of more bespoke calendar programming. So that can include old movies and more indie, like international films. And then we do a lot of really great sort of partner events with other organizations in the community. So I always think that stuff is the most fun.
Yeah, that's very cool. Very, very cool.
Let's talk about some of the offerings you guys have this year. I was looking through your guide before, some really great ones. Well, let's just start with Stop Making Sense and get that out of the way, because I didn't know you guys did that every year. Is it just sold out? Like, what kind of event is that? If people have never seen this movie by the Talking Heads, it's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So first of all, absolute classic. I would say considered the best concert movie ever made. Jonathan mm-hmm. Demme. Yeah. And yeah, it is really wonderful. We try to show it every year. There was a little while where it was out of release, so we couldn't show it, but now it's back. It had a nice restoration from A24. And so we're showing it back at the festival. We always love to do it because the film festival is all about bringing communities together and having a lot of fun in a movie theater. And Stop Making Sense is the most fun screening at the festival, I would say, because sure, you're sitting in a huge theater full of people, you have your popcorn, you have your beverages, but you cannot stay in your seat during this movie. You have to get up and dance. And so it's usually a pretty full crowd in the main House of the Oriental, and everyone's boogieing the night away. So you got to wear your dancing shoes.
There you go. Sweet. And I think that goes back to something you said about earlier, is that I think that's one thing that really sets the Milwaukee Film Festival apart from a lot, because it's not like, I've never heard anyone say, I went to the Toronto Film Festival and I danced my butt off. You know, they don't say that.
Exactly. You have to be, follow some more rules when you're there.
Exactly. Don't look Sydney Sweeney in the eyes. So it's like,
exactly.
Go ahead, Greg.
Do your thing, Pete. You ask, you're the film guy. I'm going to let you take the lead.
I do want to ask this question about Kings of Venice, because I don't probably go one day without hearing something about pickleball. So tell us about the film Kings of Venice.
He's of that age.
So I just hear about
it. I'm not athletic enough to play it.
Oh, me neither. So Kings of Venice is a documentary, and it is an anti-pickleball documentary. So if you're a fan, maybe steer clear, but also, if you're ready to be converted, the movie is about the sport of paddle tennis, not to be confused with pickleball. And so it is about paddle tennis players on Venice Beach trying to stake out their territory against the invading pickleball players. And so honestly, like all of the different players in the film, it could be a fiction movie because they're just such crazy characters, but it's one of those situations where it's like truth is stranger than fiction, and so you're just learning about all of these fun goofy people, and then there is a paddle tennis tournament throughout the movie. And I personally love a film about competition where you get really invested in like who's gonna win. You're just on the edge of your seat the whole time. So that one's been really fun. We showed it to our members in March as a little preview, and they were super into it.
Fantastic. We got another one here, Caroline.
Mm-hmm. So that's one of the fiction ones that I programmed. It's got sort of a Bonnie and Clyde feel to it. So it is a crime road movie about a couple who connects and then starts robbing banks. And they, fall in love. They commit crimes. There's drama, intrigue. And it's, more of the indie film territory, but it stars Samara Weaving, who is Hugo Weaving's daughter from like The Matrix and Lord of the Rings. And then Kyle Gallner, who has been in, they're both in a lot of horror movies and stuff. But in this one, it's more of a straight drama. And I absolutely loved it. The director made the film Dinner in America, which came out a few years ago and was very popular with the younger folks. So we hope they come out to the festival because, I feel like a lot of times people worry that kids don't like going to the movies anymore and they just want to sit at home on their phones. And I feel like we get a fair few number who come out to the festival just because it's so exciting, which we really appreciate.
Fantastic.
That's great. Our guest is Kirsten Larson. She is the program director of Milwaukee Film and one of the programmers for the Milwaukee Film Festival, which takes place April 16th through the 30th. A great festival. You can buy an all-festival pass and go see as many movies as you want. Great Q&As. We'll get to the Q&As in just a moment, but I did want to ask you about the big cheese. We are in Wisconsin, after all. What is this movie? Should we go see the big cheese?
Absolutely. So that is a documentary about competitive cheesemongering. I feel like here in Wisconsin, we know about cheesemongering more than other states probably do.
Darn right.
But yeah, it's about American cheesemongers who are going to France to compete of who can, you know, taste cheese the best, weigh it the best, create cheese the best. And Americans are definitely considered the underdogs in these sort of circles, because obviously like France and Italy and all this are have very fancy cheese. And so it's just sort of like American cheesemakers trying to stake out their territory and make sure they get the respect they deserve. And there will be cheese samples at every screening the festival.
Well, you sold me. the one on the list that caught my eye, and I know it's got to be, it can't be another movie by the same name, but that is a classic 80s film, Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah. It's the one and only.
Oh, so good.
I hope this is not distressing, but it is the 50th anniversary of the release of Labyrinth.
It can, what?
That is crazy.
It is. It is.
I'm so old.
And so that one will be an exciting screening because it is partnered with the Radio Milwaukee podcast Cinebuds. And so the podcast hosts of that screening will be there for Labyrinth, and they'll introduce it and then have a conversation after the film where everyone can just reflect on how much they love the movie, or if it's the first time people have gotten to see it, just talk to other fans. And those are always really hilarious and fun screenings. But once again, seeing that on the main screen in the Oriental is going to be unparalleled.
The last time I saw that movie was in San Francisco in the Castro at a movie theater with a double feature of The Dark Crystal, and people were on their feet dancing and singing during Labyrinth. It was amazing. And I'm going to see if I can go to that one. That's a movie that lives deep in my heart.
I think a lot of people agree with you.
Yeah. I've been talking a lot about dancing during Kirsten's interview here.
There we go.
So check out the Milwaukee Film Festival, folks. The tickets, just go to mkefilm.org. It's very easy. You click on the events the movies offered, and there's a ticket link right there. There's some great offerings. I want to ask you, Kirsten, one of the things I love the most about festivals too is that you get a chance to see some outstanding short films you would never see in a typical movie theater. That makes film festivals, in my opinion, stand out from other events, but also the Q&As. Who do you have this year that are making personal appearances, and what short film block should we check out?
So one thing that's going to be really exciting, which I mean, it kind of sells itself, but I'll still talk about it, is our opening night film, the documentary Uke, about Bob Uecker. So that obviously has a lot of relevance to Milwaukee and Wisconsin. So that one will have a really great Q&A with the filmmakers who are from Milwaukee originally. And I know that one has already been selling like crazy so far.
Yeah,
and so that'll be an absolutely huge screening. But honestly, a lot of the times when we have these Q&As, I really love when it's a filmmaker or an actor or a guest that I haven't heard of before, and I get to learn more about their work, and then you sort of get to know them before they're just super famous, and you can be like, oh yeah, they're old news. We're best friends. We were chatting in the lobby of the Oriental. It's not a big deal.
You signed my program.
Exactly. But we also will be listing on our website which screenings will have guests in attendance, so people can check that out if you're really excited about seeing a Q&A at the festival. And then to talk about short films, like you mentioned, we really have a shorts program for everyone. We have our kids' shorts programs, which I highly recommend to people. But then we also have our midnight shorts programs, which will literally be playing at midnight, and it's all horror movies and gross movies and probably the craziest thing you'll ever see.
Yeah.
We have our animated shorts. Those are always really beautiful. And then I will pitch everyone on the Milwaukee shows. We have two of them, and those are all local films and local filmmakers who will get to do those Q&As and share their work with all their friends and family.
You know, I went to the film festival a couple of years ago to see The Queen of My Dreams with, and Fawzia Mirza, who's the writer and director of that film, was there. And one of the things, and her wife was a producer as well. And something that I really enjoyed about it was not just watching the movie and listening to them speak about it, but was the questions that people were asking, how the film connected to them, which brought up the questions, and the way they answered the conversation is beautiful. If you can get to a Q&A film, I would suggest going. It's a great experience on top of the movie. And Kirsten, thank you so much for stopping by tonight and sharing your time with us and talking more about the Milwaukee Film Festival.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Kirsten Larson is the programming director of Milwaukee Film. The Milwaukee Film Festival 2026 goes on from April 16th until the 30th. You can text in the word camera right now, C-A-M-E-R-A, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see a movie at the film festival coming up. Check out mkefilm.org for their lineup. Thank you so much, Kirsten, for being here. We appreciate it, and we'll probably see you at the festival this year. Folks, coming up in just a moment, we're going to wrap things up with the Nightcap, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach with Nightlight here on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time to wind it down. This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
I'm so mellow right now.
Oh yeah, welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We're coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine, Christmas City, USA in Marinette. Don't give me that look, Pete. I'm trying,
it's
all right?
It's been eight weeks, dude.
Am I making fun of it anymore? No, I'm trying. It's a lot of words.
By way of... Christmas City, Radio Park. It's the same amount of words.
But I always want to say Christmas Town because it just sounds like a movie that you go see with the kids.
Well, it's officially not the nickname anyway, so I guess you can say whatever you want.
Well, I'm getting a conversation about giving yourself a nickname too, but that's not beside the point. Christmas City, USA, Marinette, Wisconsin is Mr. Pete Schwabba. And then completing the Yadier Hay Triangle is Mr. Dom Lee in Madison on the ones and twos. And we are coming to you live here on the Civic Media Network. You can always be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on our live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Any last thoughts on the question of the day? It's National Beer Day, so finish this sentence. Hey, bartender, give me a blank. Let me know. Let us know what you would order at the bar on National Beer Day. And here's a fun fact. Doesn't have to be a beer if you don't want it to be, because we've got a lot of folks who drink Bloody Marys and root beers, like Nick and Marshall on WMDX says, can't drink alcohol, so I have to go with Sprecher root beer. So that's a great one right there. That's a great root beer.
I love a good root beer. Yeah. Real sugar. Come on.
Wisconsin owned. Wonderful, wonderful. And also don't forget, we are in the middle of our Win Your Way Into the Milwaukee Film Festival. The 2026 Milwaukee Film Festival takes place April 16th to the 30th. Tonight, our keyword in our text to win contest for two tickets to see any movie at the film festival that isn't sold out is camera. Text in the word camera, C-A-M-E-R-A. Good luck. I'm sorry, Mom. You can't enter. She texted in, no fair again.
Your mom is not happy with us, Greg. It's not even up to us.
I will buy her a pair of tickets. I don't even think she cares. She just wants to win. And she already won. I'm her son. So let's see what else here. That was, and then John in Madison on WMDX says, so cool to hear about Conrad chiming in. Miss that man so much. Also, Greg, praying that you finally praying that the ginormous, all-consuming 8-ounce steak has made its way through my body. I'm paraphrasing because he's being sarcastic. Obviously, he didn't listen to all of the food that I ate that day, but that's okay, John. Just get your side of the story. Just kidding. Thanks for texting in, John. We appreciate it.
Pete, Greg, we've got some stream comments here. Todd Michaels Daring, good to hear from Todd again, says, where's mine, Conrad? In response to the spotted cow, Conrad said he would order. Tony Zimmerman says, how about a nice Rolling Rock? That's refreshing. Mm-hmm. Very well done, Tony. Thank you. And then Lil Irv says, Yingling Lager. Am I saying that right? Yingling?
Yeah, Yingling. Okay. Yep.
All right.
Yuenling. And then we have some last comments off of Facebook. We got Scott says Coors Banquet. That's a good beer. That's a game day beer. Comes in almost like a pony bottle, but like one of those little barrel bottles. Okay. Teresa says Dr. Pepper. I like Mr. Pibb. It's the working man's Dr. Pepper. Tiff says Guinness. Dan says Wisconsin beer, !3. Great. Jason says whiskey.
Jason Sean, Jerry, by the way, is the Green Bay Llama. He's been on the show before. Great guy. He was a really fun guest. I didn't either, but you'll meet him one day, Greg.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, Jason says whiskey. Exactly. Sean says Yingling or Coors, more than likely. Michael goes on to say, give me a break, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar and whichever local IPA you have. I love it when they write songs for us.
Michael, what on earth is it?
Go on.
Daniel Kirby Pope says, Beck's non-alcoholic. I'm with you on the non-alcoholic. Thanks to Kirby Pope. Thank you. Chris Moreau says he wants a ride home.
That's responsible, Chris.
That would be a great name for a beer, actually.
Yeah. Right, I give you. I saw a beer once that was called The Diet Starts Monday.
Jay Campbell says, come to think of it, I'll have a Heineken. Frank Anderson, who was on the show last night, love Frank, says, Blatz. He cannot be serious.
Oh, man, I love Blatz. I used to go to a bar in Milwaukee on Fridays that have Dollar Blatz Night, and we wouldn't let the bartender take any of the bottles either. We were like, no, this is our badge of sad, okay? Leave us alone.
Dollar Blatz Night. You overpaid.
Oh, yeah.
Blatz?
You never had a Blatz, Don?
No. What does it taste like? Like a Heineken? Or what is it like?
No. Nope. Oh, we'll have I'll tell you what. When we all hang out in Madison one of these days, I'll bring a six-pack of Blatz, and you'll drink half, and we'll put the rest away forever.
Yes.
If you could capture bad breath in a can.
Okay. I think I'm starting to picture it.
It reminds you of every conversation your uncles have where you go, I can't believe I'm related to them. So,
right.
John, back from Madison on WMDX, says, good sport, Greg. You guys are doing it. There you go. All right. So,
fantastic.
Do we have any other Facebook comments before we get out of here?
I think we're good. I think we've done our best, Greg. Another fun night of listener participation. Always so much fun when you guys participate. Thank you for being part of Nightlight.
Pete, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that I don't have to work out anymore because my metabolic, it just doesn't matter, Greg. It doesn't matter. I'm going to watch even more color television now.
There you go. What about you, Dom?
I'm going to watch a lot of Milwaukee films. I'm going to go to the Milwaukee Film Festival.
There you
go.
That a boy.
There you go. I love it. Support your local film festivals. Mm-hmm. They are supporting artists around the world.
Absolutely.
I also learned that people don't know what they're talking about when it comes to metabolisms. That's what I learned. So, that's what I got out
well
of it.
Well said. Myself included. I didn't know.
Same. I mean, honestly, yeah. For gosh sakes, I'm like, what? Wait, what now? Wait. Tomorrow we're talking to Dennis Graham of Rockconsin.
Rockconsin.
That's a hard word to say. His not-for-profit program that holds a statewide garage band competition for 7th through 12th grade musicians of all musical genres that form a group outside of the school. That's amazing. So Dennis Graham tomorrow really cool. on the show. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here. Same bat time, same bat station. On behalf of Pete, thank you so much to Dom and Tucker, Traffic and Engineering, for all the work you do. Without you, our microphones do not work. For everyone who texted, left a comment on the live stream, called in, thank you so much. Without you, there is no us. Thank you so very much to Kirsten and to Herman for being on the show this evening. We really appreciate that conversation. Folks, stick around. We still got lots of great programming here on Civic Media. Pete, say goodnight to the folks.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.